sugar.
Hey, good morning. Playhouse of the Morning, Y94.0, Jamie, Amy K, Prize Thieves, 820 this morning, 220 as well. Well, this isn't romantic. I just don't know what is. A couple in Oklahoma trending like crazy this week because they got married at the drive-thru of a Dunkin' Donuts.
Oh.
Now, why would you do this? Why would you be so compelled as to get married at a donut shop? Well, that's where they met and they fell in love.
How do you meet in a drive-thru?
Well, let me tell you a love story of all love stories. You think The Notebook is good, you wait for The Donut Book. The man and woman first met in 2015 when she was working the drive-thru. And every single day he would come through and he'd get himself a coffee, a breakfast sandwich, and if he was feeling naughty, a donut. Usually on Fridays. She eventually gave him her business card with her phone number on it. And the two soon became a couple. They never forgot where their love started, though, because he even proposed there in the parking lot of the Dunkin' Donuts after one of her shifts as a manager there. And they thought, well, since we met at Dunkin' Donuts and you proposed to me at Dunkin', well, what better thing to do than to also get married at a Dunkin' Donuts? So they did. They even had a donut bouquet and a donut cake. And as you can imagine, Dunkin' provided this and the space as a gift to the couple.
That's amazing. I would do it, too. Some chocolate Long Johns, a coffee culotta.
Well, and what this couple says is that this is always going to be a special day for them because they went and they got married where they first met. So it's a special location, and they highly recommend that if you met somewhere where it makes sense to do so, that you consider doing the same. So if you can read between the lines and where this is headed, my obvious question is this, Playhouse family. If you were to get married to your significant other, whether currently a boyfriend, girlfriend, your husband, wife, whatever, if you were to get married where you met your significant other, where would you be getting married? Jamie Mack.
We would be getting married in a restaurant that he owns in Canada. And it's kind of ridiculous because I was like sipping on sangria when I met him and it was just like it'd be weird, but I wouldn't want to get married that has anything associated to his job.
Why?
Because I don't know, I feel like I would want it. Maybe if it was a restaurant that wasn't like belonged to him, I would, but I don't want to.
You'd get free food, free alcohol. This sounds like a win-win.
No, I don't know, I couldn't do it.
I'm going to ask anyway, even though you broke up with him recently. If he'd actually proposed to you, you know, the last one, yeah. Where would you guys have to get married?
The pickled parrot.
Oh, romantic.
Woo! Listen, I don't know if I'd want to get married there, but I'd go there after my wedding.
You know, we could almost have our choice of two places because my wife some years ago was part of like the promotions team here at the building. And so I think theoretically we could get married here at the radio station, which we got plenty of space for that. That'd be nice. But we also, I think our first actual conversation was at an event at the fairgrounds where she was timing me eating French silk pie in a food eating contest. Romantic, I know. And so I think that we could also get married at the fairgrounds if we were being super specific.
Well, and would you want to get married where you work? Like, wouldn't you rather it be the fairgrounds?
Maybe. I mean, you got even more space there, I guess.
More space at the fairgrounds. Would you serve French silk pie?
I think you'd have to. Yeah.
Bring back those memories.
If we're sticking with what these guys have set up as tradition now, if that's what they're encouraging,
you'd have to have sangrias, and I could serve Boone's Farm at mine.
Well, that's going to happen regardless.
Yeah, I was going to say.
That's already a guarantee.
A surprise.
So if you had to marry your partner, whether you're married now or you're not, where you met, where would that be? 237 hits text 35279.
Wake me up, Papa. Wake me up.
You're in the Playhouse on Y94.
It's your favorite.
It's Playhouse, Y94. Talking about if you were to marry, you had to marry, you wanted to marry your partner, whether you're married now or otherwise, where you met, where would that have been?
Well, we got the best story ever. We met in a psychiatric hospital as hospital administrators.
Boy, I'm glad you put the as hospital administrators part in that story. You know, it could be a fun wedding, though. Think of some of the, I mean, there could be a lot of interesting things that happen.
That is true.
Where would you have it? The cafeteria?
Yeah, I guess I don't know if, what they have. I've never been. So
I feel like if I were to get married at Sanford, it would be a great venue. There's like a grand piano when you walk in. Hey, that place is nice.
You know, the specific part, though, that he's referencing, I don't know.
That's true.
Yeah, I guess I don't know. I only have television to derive from. Are we seeing some people texting in where they'd have to get married if they married where they met?
Yeah, somebody said Mabel Murphy's, Spicy Pie, Walmart parking lot, but this will not happen. Somebody else said, my fiance and I met at 2 a.m. at the holiday that I was working at, so free coffee at the wedding. Somebody else said, Macintosh coffee, need the Canadian border to open so I can buy some.
If you got married, where you met?
Well, I met my husband in the military. We were both in the Army, and what was really interesting about it was he was walking across the floor that we were buffing, mm-hmm. and one of the girls said, don't walk across our floor, and I went over to him, never having seen him before in my life. I hugged him, and I said, don't yell at him. I'm going to marry this guy. And I didn't know who he was. And so the next day, he saw me in line, and he said, did you mean what you said? And I said, what did I say, and who are you? And 6 months later, we were married.
That's interesting.
That's funny, though. She was just joking around. I'm going to marry this guy. And then they really do.
Yeah, that's pretty fantastic that you're able to call that. Mm-hmm. And had you never said that, he'd have probably not come up to you, wouldn't have that exchange. Mm-hmm. You self-prophesized it. Where would you get married if you got married where you met?
I met my wife. We just decided a drag race. But long story short, while we were driving, I waved out the window to call the car up to us. And by the way, we're going like 120 miles an hour. It's crazy. But while we were driving, I waved him up and I gave him my number. My wife ended up texting me and we got to know each other. And we've been together for almost an entire decade.
That would be impressive, though, if you had to have a drag race wedding. So you have to probably get the whole track. You'd have to get like a whole track. And like you guys could each be driving in like a car, maybe like get like a black car to like look like a tux and a white car to look like a wedding dress. You roll down the windows.
How do they kiss?
Driving ahead of you, it might be tough. You'd be a real good driver. Driving in front of you with a loud, like a megaphone or something hooked to the top. You got the officiant just shouting. I think you can figure it out.
It might be kind of dangerous. You need people to sign something before they attended.
Well, and it'd be kind of just like a NASCAR race, and the reason I'd attend is because I'd want to see if there was an accident.
That's true.
Just see what comes of it. Where would you get married if you got married where you met?
We met at a buffet, and it was kind of weird because we weren't supposed to meet each other. He was actually there with his ex-girlfriend, so yeah. It was more of a friend's like, meet up and eat together. It's about 40 of us. So the place actually has a little section where people have parties, but it would be pretty funny to get married there.
Buffet, I mean, it's not the most romantic sounding thing I ever heard, but at least you'd have good food.
That's yeah. True.
Mm-hmm. You seen some more coming in through his texts and tweets?
Someone said, my husband and I met in high school, been together for 17 years. I guess we'd have to get married at school. Somebody else said, met on Tinder, but met in person at his parents' place. Wouldn't it be a terrible place to get married? Someone said, met my husband at the lake cabin. Would be a beautiful wedding.
If you got married, where you met? Where in the world would that be? Grab a few more of these. 237, it's text 35270.
You're in the Playhouse on
Y94. Y94.
It's Playhouse Y94, 7:31 in the morning, talking about if you were to get married, where you met your partner, where would that be?
We first met in person in the Golden Cross Pub in England.
Uh-huh.
I was over there on holiday, and we traveled 3 hours by train to come meet me in person. We had already been speaking online for about 3 months. After my car accident, and you know, it was really special because the pub is right next to a train station, and I sat by the front door thinking he was going to walk in the back door because that's where the path is that goes through train. And I'm sitting there talking to these two old Irish fellows, and all of a sudden I hear somebody go, "Hiya," and it was my husband. Well, he was my husband then, but I turned around and I was so surprised because he came in through the front door. I didn't expect him coming in that way at all. He told me that's the reason he came in that door, because he knew I'd be expecting him coming in the back door.
I will say yours is a little bit more exciting because it's, you know, a pub in Ireland or England or whatever you said, as opposed to like the Walmart parking lot level of stuff that we keep getting. At least yours is a fun international adventure for people.
Yeah, I like that one.
Yeah, that is pretty cool. Thank you so much for sharing that with us. Where would you get married if you got married? Where you met? What are we seeing?
Pizza Ranch, somebody said, friend's house that's no longer standing. Moon Dance Country Jam would be a fun place to get married. That would be a good place.
That would be. Live music.
Yeah.
This is accurate, yeah.
Somebody said we would get married at Detroit Lakes where they go tubing. Someone else said the Deuce Bar and Grill in Minnesota.
Very cool. Very, very cool. Where would you get married if you got married? Where you met?
Well, we met in the first grade, and I had a crush on him in the first grade, my husband. And we obviously, he didn't feel the same way, but we went through high school together, and then we never saw each other, maybe for about 30 years or so, 20 years. And then we met again, and then we got married. So we always wished that we could have gotten married in the school where we met.
Man, how confused would that school be when you make that phone call?
Oh, yeah.
Hey, I was just wondering if... I guess it was like 1991. I was wondering if Miss Johnson's first grade classroom from 1991 is available this Saturday to be used as a wedding venue. No?
Yeah, would they let you? I wonder if you could pay them.
I think that anybody would let anybody do anything like that just because it's sweet and romantic.
Yeah, I mean, I think if somebody gives you, you call a place, say, I want to get married there, they're probably a little intrigued, especially if it's like a weird place to get married. Now, maybe they're a little bit during the coronavirus less excited to have your crowd there. But generally speaking,
that's true.
I think outside of the pandemic, where would you get married if you got married where you met?
Hi. Okay. So you guys just talked about, you know, where would you get married if you went back to where you met your spouse?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So my husband and I would have to do it in an Applebee's because that's
romantic.
How we both met. And believe it or not, it was like on a blind date because it was we met on MySpace, which nobody talks about anymore. Now it's all Facebook. And we, like, really wish we could go back and, like, you know, see the waitress who we had that night. But, of course, we don't remember her name. And we're actually celebrating 7 years this month.
At Applebee's. They're going on a date to Applebee's.
Half price Applebee's.
You almost have to. I think you got to go have your anniversary meal, yeah, at Applebee's.
Yeah, and... you can have your wedding there. I'm sure Applebee's would let you.
A second
they
wedding.
They have back rooms.
A second wedding, I guess. And you could have done like the half price appetizers.
Why are you going to charge the people coming for half price apps? They should fork over and pay for the apps.
You
if you're
so?
Hosting the wedding there. Yeah.
Yeah
if it's your wedding.
True.
Hey, you buy a round. There's just some family that's there just getting kicked in a free meal. Oh, yeah. We're here for the wedding, too. Don't tell them we're not here for the wedding. Kids, be quiet. What was your thing where you would have to get married? Where's the place you have to get married if you got married where you met?
So if I married Mike where we first met, it would have to be in my freshman year math class. Probably in row 3 of the seats. It would be funny. I don't know if it's still a math class, but I mean, there's enough room to have a wedding there, I think.
I enjoyed your laugh more than the story.
Yeah.
The math class is pretty good. What else are we seeing?
Somebody said his old family home in England. Somebody else said at a Vikings game.
It could be pretty good. Not this year. You wouldn't want to do that this year because, you know, you'd just be depressed at your own wedding. But
yeah, disappointing.
Most years at a Vikings game, you might be a little depressed at your own wedding. Where'd you get married? If you got married where you met?
I met him. We were both staying online at McDonald's when we were 18 years old.
I'm certain McDonald's would let you get married at McDonald's. They'd be so happy about it.
Oh, I bet.
I wonder if they've ever, I'm sure that there has been a McDonald's wedding, but how many people meet in high school? It's like your first job. You meet each other, you fall in love over burgers and fries.
With the burgers and fries?
Oh, yeah.
And then you look over and you're like, oh, you're here too.
That too.
It's romantic. Where'd you get married? If you got married, where you met?
I met my husband. He passed away. But we met in 1982 in a park, a little neighborhood park across the street from where I lived. It was love at first sight. All right. We met in August, and the following February, we were married.
You didn't actually get married at that park, did you?
No, we did not.
That's too bad.
That would have been pretty.
That would have been super nice. Thank you so much for calling. Sorry about your loss. Where'd you get married? If you got married where he passed away. Why are you looking at me like,
that.
What?
I missed that part
he passed
of the story.
Away. Why do you look so shocked?
Because I missed that part of the story.
Did she not say
off.
That? Here
yeah,
I'm trying
she,
to be nice
no,
and you got a terrified look on your face.
It just threw me off.
Thank you for ruining my tender moment.
I'm sorry.
God. Where'd you get married? Where'd you get married if you got married where you met?
I just wanted to tell you that I did that. I met my husband at church and we got married there.
Oh, sure.
Same church. I was sitting on one side of the church saying, look, God, I know I've messed up a lot. Help me find a good man.
And my husband was on the other side saying, God, I need to find a nice lady. And walking outside, we met. And a few months later, we started dating. And then within 2 years, we were married.
Oh, I love that. That's great.
It worked out.
You sound super emotional about it. I'm sorry. That was really sweet. Thank you for calling.
That was sweet.
Do you want to ruin her tender moment too?
Nice and tender and loving and whole.
I mean, commonplace people get married, church, so.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true.
It worked out good for them.
Yeah.
Was there any other if we got married where we met?
Yeah, somebody said my significant other and I got married 3 years ago, but we were going to actually have our wedding in the Shields parking lot because that's where we first met and he was managing there at the time. Somebody else said we would get married at the Hugo's in Crookston. Someone else said, DL, we met at my friend's cabin. I'm pretty sure they'd be okay with letting us use it.
Some of these would actually make for some pretty decent-ish wedding venues, honestly. Not terrible.
Shields parking lot, that's pretty big, too. You can fit a lot of people there. Put a tent out there.
Why wouldn't you just get married inside Shields, the Shields Arena?
Oh, my gosh, the Ferris wheel.
Oh, wait. Oh, yeah. We're talking about Shields, the store, not Shields, the arena.
Yeah.
Oh,
I'm not shocked you thought of the one you've drank at first, though. Makes sense.
Once she said Ferris wheel, I was like, I've been missing this Ferris wheel.
Where's there a Ferris wheel at the Shields Arena? I missed that. The sporting goods store.
Yes, yes.
Yeah. It would be, fairly decent place to get hitched, I suppose.
Both would be a good venue, actually.
Both are good. I wonder if people don't actually, they probably do get married at the Shields Arena. There's got to be somebody that has. What a great place. That'd be a great venue for that.
Yeah, you could invite so many people.
Oh, yeah. It'd be expensive. I mean, think of all the people you'd have to feed.
Listen, do you feed them concession stand food? Because
yes.
I would for sure give everybody hot dogs.
Hot dogs and
popcorn.
Curds.
Oh, yes.
Here's the scary thing. We had such a non-existent summer and no cheese curds in our life. It actually took me a second to think of cheese curds. He gives them that deep fried cheese that's in like circular, almost like a curd-like form. You can get them that. You know, here would be the problem, though, with getting married in, like, an arena. So if you're talking, like, Shields Arena, or if you did the Fargo Civic, or if you did the Fargo Dome, all of the three, it would be guaranteed to make the average person look like you have no friends. Because most of us, we could invite everybody we've ever met, and you're still going to put such a little dent in there that you're going to look pathetic. You're going to look like you have no friends.
What if you just do it on the floor? You don't let anyone sit in the seating around the...
And that's how you do it. Yep.
That's what you'd have to do.
No way, because you'd want the rink in your wedding, right? You'd want to skate around.
Whoa. I'm thinking of when there's a concert and it's just the concrete floor.
No.
You want to be on skates getting married?
That's the whole point on getting married there. Everyone's on skates, like the bridal party. Everyone else sits around and watches, and you skate down the aisle.
I'd be walking down the aisle, wouldn't be able to stop, just run into the wall.
Just shuffling down. Well, yeah, because guaranteed, someone's going to fall.
You're in dresses. Long dresses.
Okay, well, Grandma can be pushed on a chair
you'd
down
have to
the
do
ice.
Do a short dress, probably, if you're skating at your wedding. It'd be mandatory.
But that'd be such a cool wedding.
I wasn't originally all about it. I'm kind of liking it. I'm kind of digging it.
I'm liking it minus the ice.
We're already married, Amy, so you've got to do this.
I'm not getting married at the Shields Arena on the ice.
I don't think.
What am I marrying, a Fargo Force player?
Go ahead and tear, if you're lucky, go ahead and tear up that sponsorship possibility. The boss is going to be ticked off. Could have been Amy K's wedding presented by Shields Arena.
Yes.
Ruined. Couple minutes here on the show. When you go on a first date, there's something that is getting analyzed that you probably didn't even realize anybody was paying attention to. That in a couple of minutes on the show. Hold up.